let's talk the Lansing City Council race. Ward 1 incumbent Jody Washington was defeated by newcomer and kind of progressive foil Brandon Betts. What happened there and what was his margin of victory?
So he took 54% of the vote, according to unofficial results, which is pretty significant, I would say, particularly when he's unseating an incumbent who out-fundraised him more than 2-1 prior to the election.
I heard that there were a lot of mailers for mm-hmm. Jody Washington in that northeast part of Lansing. What were the things that really distinguished their campaigns, and what can we expect, as far as you know, from Betts as a councilman?
He definitely campaigned as a more progressive alternative to Washington. He was at odds with her stance on things including marijuana businesses. He wanted to raise the cap on recreational stores, basically. He argued that the city's current system was keeping out small entrepreneurs in favor of, you know, big businesses. He also was pretty critical of Washington for voting down a social equity proposal that would have given preference in licensing to Lansing residents and to people with prior marijuana convictions. He's campaigned saying, you know, he's not going to take any money from big developers. He said he wouldn't take PAC money unless the PAC is progressive. And he's criticized Washington and other sitting members of city council for okaying tax incentives for development in the city.
And next in Lansing, we had kind of another establishment figure, Carol Wood, an incumbent and current city council president. She was reelected for one of the at-large seats alongside first-time incumbent Patricia Spitzley. Were you at all surprised by those results?
I was not surprised that Carol Wood hung on to her seat. I mean, she's a five-term incumbent. Anytime she runs for city council, pretty much in the last 20 years, she's kept her seat pretty handily. And as for Patricia Spitzley, I mean, her margin was not as comfortable as Carol Wood's, but I mean, Patricia Spitzley did not raise as much money as Carol Wood, but she had endorsements of a lot of establishment groups, including labor unions, the Chamber of Commerce.
And in the third ward, of course, Adam Hussein ran unopposed and was reelected to his third ward seat for South Lansing. What about East Lansing? I know you followed that city council election as well. There is a bit of an upset. If we can call it that, can we call it an upset?
I think we can. I mean, it was definitely exciting. I mean, it proves that your vote matters, especially in a local election.
So what happened there was incumbent and current mayor Mark Meadows was narrowly reelected, getting just two more votes than incumbent mayor pro tem Eric Altman, and newcomers Jesse Gregg and Lisa Babcock were elected to the three seats that were open this year on the East Lansing City Council. What surprised you about those results?
Well, I mean, I think what was interesting was that both Babcock, who's an attorney, and Gregg, who's a small business owner who wrote for the local news website East Lansing Info, won pretty handily. I mean, some could say that's a vote against the political establishment in East Lansing. Now, Mark Meadows is a longtime political figure. He served for years on the East Lansing City Council before serving in the state legislature, back on the council now. And according to unofficial results, he beat Eric Altman by only two votes. Theoretically, someone could request a recount, but I don't see that as likely to happen. Altman, who was narrowly edged out of that race, texted me Tuesday night saying he's conceding.
So early to say on both the...
I would say so.
Mm-hmm. On both the Lansing and East Lansing city councils, but both you and I will certainly be watching, and I'm guessing we'll be back to talk marijuana and development and what's going on in both Lansing and East Lansing. Thanks, Sarah.
Thanks so much.